news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
And welcome to another episode of That Awful Podcast, MoreLikeRadio.com, and Rant Entertainment Media, RantEM.com. Check me out every Monday, as you may be right now. More Like Radio from 4 to 5, and Rant EM Radio on from 7 to 8. Took me a second to remember that. Hope you all had a very happy Easter. A lot of candy. I know my kids, we didn't go big on the candy this year. We got them more like, you know, little toys and stuff that they could play with. You know, you gotta be careful giving these kids candy, man, and get all hyped up. And it's really not a matter of, you know, dental problems that we're concerned about. We just don't want them as hyper as we can possibly make them. And that shit makes them stupid hyper. Which, I mean, I don't care if they're going to somebody else's house. That's fine, you know, let them deal with it, but. Yeah, I like to be able to control them, these little animals. But speaking of Easter, I was online to get pictures taken with the Easter Bunny for the kids, right? Now, my wife decides I'm going to go into Payless, which is right across from where the Easter Bunny is, and look for shoes for my daughter because, you know, it has to be a complete outfit. And the line we're on was probably going to be about an hour or so. And there I am with my son, and there's a guy in front of me, you know, obviously a dad, with a little girl, probably right around my son's age. And they're standing there, and my son's like, "Daddy, pick me up. Daddy, pick me up." I'm like, "I'm not picking you up. You know, you're a big boy now. You know, you got to stand on your own." I said, "Look at the little girl in front of you. She's standing." He's like, "You're right, Daddy." I'm like, "Great. Great. I don't have to pick them up. I don't have to hold on to them because, you know, sometimes when they get to that point, you hold on to them and they don't want to go down and it just gets annoying, you know, that kind of nonsense." And I know this dude heard me because he just kind of gave that knowing dad nod. There's certain sign languages dads just know as soon as you have a kid, they just know. And a few minutes later, he looks at me and goes, "Sorry, man, but you're really going to hate me." I said, "Okay." He picks up his daughter and not just picks her up, you know, not just picks her up to hold her, you know. No. We got to go that extra step and make it, you know, the old, "Oh, sit on my shoulders." I looked at him, I'm like, "Wow, really?" Now, the problem when you have two kids is whatever you have to do for one, you have to do for the other. So my wife and daughter are still gone, so I figure, all right, I'm in the clear. I say, "Okay. All right, buddy. Come on. I'll put you up. I'll pick you up." I pick him up. He looks at me and goes, "No, Daddy. I want to sit on your shoulders." Of course you do. Of course you do. Because you want to be at the same level of this little girl who I know you think is pretty because you've been looking at her smiling and flirting with her. My son's a little pimp. Good for him. But up on the shoulders he goes. I tell him, "Look for your mother and your sister. When you see them, you have to say something because then I'm going to put you down." Does he? No. Of course not. So I put him down and, you know, now the guy wants to make small talk and all I want to do is rip his throat out. You big jerk. So I mean, hell, it turned out he was a nice enough guy, you know, trying to make his kids happier, and I get it. I get it. My daughter was awfully disappointed when I wouldn't put her up on my shoulders, though. It's the difference between putting a 6-year-old on your shoulder and putting a 4-year-old on your shoulder. But that's neither here nor there. On top of that, on top of, well, you're listening on Monday, the baseball season officially kicked off last night, and with one game on Easter Sunday, and a pretty much full slate of games today. So, thank God for that. I always have a little bit of a withdrawal from Super Bowl, which is usually like the first weekend in February, up until the start of baseball season. You know, you have that 1 month where I'm not a big hockey guy. I'm not a big basketball guy. You know, I mean, my problem is my hockey team is very similar to my baseball team. I'm a New York guy, born and raised here. I don't root for the Rangers. Most of my family does, but somehow I became an Islanders fan. Probably just to rebel, or the fact that they'd actually won something within my lifetime. That's pretty much how I picked up all my teams. But, you know, the Islanders sitting there, and there was supposed to be all this, you know, the next big thing, and I'm used to being disappointed by them, so I'm just like, whatever. So I don't watch hockey. Basketball, I never really was into watching basketball. I was more into playing it, had fun doing it. So for that month, it's like a month until spring training starts. It's really like a month and a half until the season starts. I can't get into spring training. Again, I'm a Mets fan. Spring training is always a bit of a tease. You know, they come out, hey, the guys are looking good. Yep, they're always looking good in the spring. Isn't everybody? And then, out of nowhere, it's like, you know, the season starts and it's all downhill. It's like that Family Guy clip where it's the Mets versus the Red Sox on opening day and, you know, oh, look at that. Mets season is over. Yeah, it feels like that. Although this year, you know, everybody's speculating, oh, they could be the team, you know, they could be a wild card team. Yeah, it'll be nice, but I'll believe it when I see it. I don't get excited about baseball until the Mets are actually doing something in September and actually contending. It's been a while for me since that's happened. So, you know, I'll try not to drone on about it during the season, but we'll see what happens. You know, Mets have some things in place. Could be a decent season. I love all the douchey, arrogant Yankees fans. You know, I'm walking around the mall wearing my Mets shirt, my David Wright shirt, and people are like, oh, so sorry about you not making the playoffs this season. I'm like, I haven't made the playoffs ever. I've never played. Well, not that I've never played, but I never played Major League, you know. So I'm like, all right, Dick, I get it. You think you're funny. Hope the Yankees choke on a big old pile of dicks. But, all right, that's enough about me and my personal, I guess, issues. Not really issues. Yeah, whatever the fuck they are. Let's go on to bigger and not necessarily better things. So last week I was telling you guys about this Religious Freedom Act that was enacted in Indiana. You know, basically it's giving businesses the freedom to choose based on their beliefs. You know, and this was a whole big, you know, LGBT, you know, they're going to discriminate. Indiana mayor sits there and governor says, no, stop it. You guys are being silly. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, it began to happen. So, specifically, there was one big story that came out of this where there was a pizzeria. Where is it? The pizzeria's name is Memories. Businesses started coming out saying, well, we're not going to do these kind of weddings and things like that, and Memories was the one that really made the I guess biggest splash, you can say, in the news media. They sat there and said that, you know, they would refuse to cater for gay weddings And they sat there and said, well, you know, they can come in and grab a slice or a meal at any time, but we're not going to cater their wedding. So basically what you're saying is it's okay for them to eat in my restaurant every day, any day really, but I'm not going to cater an event for them. That to me is foolish. That to me is poor business. We discussed this last week where I sat there and said, hey, they're going to pay me a lot of money. If my food's really that good, okay, and they're going to pay me to cater their event, I don't care. I don't care. I would much rather sit there and say, I'm not going to cater a neo-Nazi party. I'm not going to cater a KKK rally. I'm not going to cater anything like that, anything discriminatory. I wouldn't cater. But to sit there and say you're not going to cater a same-sex wedding, it's just foolish. You know, your beliefs are, I can't say your beliefs are foolish, because everybody's beliefs are exactly that. Their beliefs, their opinions. And you kind of have to respect that a little bit. But at the same time, don't sit there and say, well, it's my religious belief. It's not a religious belief, because there are plenty of Catholics out there who support same-sex marriage. You know, there are plenty of Catholics out there who sit there and say, you know, what everybody's reading about, you know, a man shall not lie with another man, is not what it's about. You know, again, the Bible is open to interpretation. Okay. The Bible is a storybook that you take from it what you want, and you learn from it what you want. Okay. Hell, there's a story in the Bible talking about guys talking to a burning bush. No. Maybe it was a fiery redhead hooker with a clap. You never know. But people have got to stop. So apparently this place, Memories, decided that, oh, we have to close down. We have to close down. Who was this? The co-owner, Crystal O'Connor, said that, I don't know if we will reopen or if we can, if it's safe to reopen. We're in hiding, basically, staying in the house. So they came out, said this, and apparently they became so scared that they had to close down shop. Yeah, yeah. Those gays are a frightening bunch. I'm not saying that some of them aren't, but I mean, come on now. You know, they're not known for violence. Okay, so that's just a foolish statement. Their Yelp reviews, which if you listen to Hippo Juice earlier in the week, they actually read some of the Yelp reviews and things like that, and it was pretty entertaining. A lot of people putting penis-shaped pizza on there and gay men kissing and things like that. Very entertaining and good for, you know, you got to love the internet for that reason. All these trolls out there trying to get their point across and being quite successful at it. I think my favorite response on Yelp was, Jesus dined with thieves and hookers. You really think he's going to worry if gay people eat your pizza? I really kind of enjoy that. You know, it made me chuckle a little bit. You know, and again, now this co-owner sits there and says, you know, the lifestyle was something they choose. I choose to be heterosexual. Again, you know, there's a whole debate about whether or not it's choice or you're born that way and things like that. I don't get involved in that debate. I know people who, you know, guys who were dating men and then all of a sudden they were I'm sorry, guys who were dating women, and then all of a sudden they didn't want to deal with women anymore, and they started dating men. I know women who were dating men, then all of a sudden they didn't want to deal with men anymore, so they started dating women. It is what it is. Sometimes I think it is a choice. Other times it's not. It doesn't matter really to me. But apparently, let's see. Somebody set up a GoFundMe page for the restaurant. Now, we're going to get into that because the GoFundMe, as of, let's see, this article was written on 11:30 on April 4th, raised $800,000. And the headline reads, Anti-Gay Pizzeria says God has blessed us with over $800,000 for standing up. No, 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 no. God has not blessed you. Excuse me, my throat's getting a little bit dry. Give me one second here. Thank you. So, God hasn't blessed you. Like-minded bigots have blessed you. Okay? Again, you know, God's whole point was he wants us all to be brothers and sisters and get along and, you know, just bear with each other and deal with each other and live in harmony, you know. Wasn't that an old Coca-Cola commercial? I'd like to live in harmony or something like that. I don't remember. I believe it was Coca-Cola. I know somebody out there is singing it in their head. I hope you get it stuck in your head now. No, I don't have Kiss stuck in my head anymore, by the way. I've gotten that song, Take Me to Church, stuck in my head. It's been bothering me too, but at least it's not Kiss, so it's a step in the right direction. But, so they closed down. They wound up raising $800,000 on a GoFundMe page, and now they're reopening. So, now right there to me, it says that you kind of did this as an advertising stunt. Maybe your business was struggling because maybe your food is not that good. You're going to close your doors. Oh my God, the gays are scaring us. We don't know if we can reopen ever again. Holy shit, we just got $800,000 on a GoFundMe page. Yeah, we could open up, you know. Maybe we could actually buy the good stuff too. Now, I don't know whether or not there's actually good pizza in Indiana. I have a buddy of mine that lives out there now. I should probably reach out to him, see if he knows of any good pizza out there. But, you know, when you're from New York, you know, New Yorkers think that, you know, New York pizza is the best pizza. Again, I absolutely think so. The couple of times I was actually in Chicago, I never actually did the Chicago pizza thing. I've been to the Chicago Pizza Kitchen. That's California Pizza Kitchen. Pizzeria Uno. That's the one from Chicago. But again, you go to one in another state, it's not the same. You know, you got to go to the original. I haven't had the chance. But, so let's see. All right, so here we go. Apparently, the co-owners, Kevin O'Connor and his daughter, Crystal O'Connor, say they don't have a problem with gay people. Catering weddings goes against their beliefs. If a gay couple came in and wanted us to provide pizzas for their wedding, we would have to say no. All right. So the first mistake here is I don't know any gay couple, same-sex couple, that is going to want pizza catered for their wedding. No. No, 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 no. Okay? I don't know any straight couple that would want pizzas catered for their wedding. Now, I got a buddy of mine, Phil, who you catch him on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wednesday nights on Rant EM Radio. His wedding, his first wedding, was interesting. It was a Coney Island-style thing, you know, where it was like everything you would see on Coney Island. It had like hot dog carts and things like that, you know. Really kind of a cool experience. But still, there was no pizza. I don't think any wedding is really going to have pizza as the dinner option, unless, you know, you have something special for the kids. So these people raised $500,000 in 48 hours, which is amazing to me. Trying to look for a little bit more here. Okay, so they said they're not quite ready to open the pizzeria again. She believes God is responsible for the support that's poured in. No, again, like-minded individuals. God has blessed us for standing up for what we believe in and not denying him. I hate these super religious people who, you know, say God is responsible for everything. God's not the one that gave you the money. Okay? I hate to tell you that. He's not the one that gave you the money. It was like-minded individuals. Again, just saying. We're not here to condemn or condone the owners of the establishment. Who is this? We're here to show them and the community that we can show love to people in spite of our differences. I don't know who this Sherry Kleindienst is, but that was apparently her quote. Let's see. Support may be pouring in on a local level, but on a larger scale, there's still quite a bit of outrage over the O'Connor statements. Rosie O'Donnell came out and joked that pizza joints aren't often called upon to cater gay weddings anyway. Like I said, you know, and then you go on to something like this Georgia florist who says that, you know, they won't serve gay couples even as the Georgia's Religious Freedom Act is being debated. I don't get it. They use the same money. Gay is not contagious. It's not a stomach virus. It's not the chicken pox. Okay? You're not going to get it from, you know, they're not going to pass off the gay on you by cutting you a check, by sharing your pen, by taking the money out of their hands. It doesn't happen that way. So the flower shop employee, Jennifer Williams, said that she couldn't serve a same-sex couple who sought arrangements for their union. It doesn't mean that I love them any less, because I don't. You can still love someone even if you don't serve them. It doesn't mean I don't love them any less. Excuse me. It doesn't mean that I love them any less, because I don't. So then what's the problem? Why can't you allow them your services? That statement makes absolutely no sense. If I have no love for somebody, I'm not gonna do anything for them. But if I do have love for somebody, I want to do whatever I can for them. It's an absolutely retarded statement. Okay, and these religious fanatics constantly skew the words and skew all the Bible sayings, and it's just maddening. It really, really is. Another florist felt similarly, as we got a quote from Melissa Jeffcoat. I would respectfully tell them that I'm sorry. I just don't want to do it because of my beliefs. Jesus died on the cross for me, so that's the least I can do for him. No. Jesus died on the cross for everybody's sins, okay? Jesus died on the cross for everybody's sins. He didn't sit there and say, I'm going to die on the cross so you can refuse to serve gay people. He didn't say, I'm going to die on the cross so you could be a closed-minded bigot. He died for your sins. Okay? So by that statement, you know, oh, it's the least I could do for him, saying I'm not going to serve the gays. It's ignorant and it's fucking foolish. But I serve. They got a little soundbite from Ms. Jeffcoat's son, Carlton, who sat there and said, I serve a God who's higher than any Supreme Court judge. Okay. Fair enough. But the Supreme Court judge can make your life a living hell while you're here on earth. So, again, Jesus and God, they're going to forgive us for our sins as long as we make penance and things like that and we get our last rites. You know, that's the Catholic belief. Do what you got to do to stay safe in this particular society. Again, Jesus dined with thieves and hookers. He did things for everybody. And you're going to sit there and claim that you are going to discriminate in his name because you don't agree with somebody's beliefs. Now, again, Jesus would walk down the street, see somebody in need, and help them. Didn't matter what they were. Didn't matter if they were rich, if they were poor. Didn't matter if they were gay and they were straight. But I know, Catholics believe there was no such thing as gay back then. This is a modern thing. No, it's not. All right. People need to stop and think. Don't be stupid. And that's what a lot of these people are doing. They're just speaking ignorantly and not really just a bunch of fucking assholes. Let's see. Coca-Cola has come out against the Georgia Religious Freedom Act, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which apparently it was a carbon copy of Indiana's controversial legislation. Coca-Cola said, in a quote, "As a business, it is appropriate for us to help foster diversity, unity, and respect among all people. We advocate for inclusion, equality, and diversity through both our policies and practices. Coca-Cola does not condone intolerance or discrimination of any kind anywhere in the world." Now, Coca-Cola has to take this stance. They absolutely have to. I mean, it's smart business. They're sitting there saying, I don't care what you are. I want you to buy my product. I don't particularly buy Coke products because I don't particularly care for them. You know, I'm more of a Pepsi kind of guy, but that's just me. You know, and their statement is not going to make me go buy their product any more than it would have. But again, intelligent. They're not isolating. And let's be honest, you know, it's not that more and more people are becoming gay. It's more and more people are comfortable with coming out as being gay. So all these people were out there. Nobody really said anything for years and years and years and years. Now all of a sudden, you know, more and more people are coming out as gay and identifying themselves as gay. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like a pandemic, according to some people. But all right, let me take a quick break. I've ranted on a little bit long here, so I'm gonna take a quick break. I have to get myself a beverage. My allergies are absolutely kicking my ass, and I just went through an entire cup of iced tea in the what is it now? About 28 minutes that we've been chatting. So you listen to That Awful Podcast, rantemradio.com, more like radio.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Hey everybody, Double A here to tell you that Rant Entertainment Media is bigger and better than ever with our huge lineup of original first run programming. Things kick off on Monday at 7 p.m. with Will Sweeney and That Awful Podcast. And at 11:15 p.m. following Monday Night Raw, join Lee and Rage live for Freaks and Effin' Geeks. Then on Tuesday nights, join myself, Double A, and Tony C for The Mothership, The Rant, live at 8 p.m. Take a trip back in time on Wednesday nights with Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. with the Impact player Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers. Thursday nights bring you another doubleheader with the Rexplex, hosted by Rex Watson at 7 p.m., followed by Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. You can expect a new episode of the Lex Podcast every Friday, hosted by Lexicon. Sit back late on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with William Morgan and the Wrestling Call-In Show live. And bring it back home at 5 p.m. on Sundays with the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb live. And you can tune into any of these programs by just going to rantemradio.com. And don't forget to take us with you on the go by downloading the TuneIn Radio app on your mobile device and simply searching for Rant Entertainment Media. So don't miss out on anything we have to offer you each and every day. It's your one-stop source for endless opinions and quality entertainment, all right here at rantemradio.com.
All right, we're back. That Awful Podcast, rantemradio.com, more like radio.com. It's an awful Monday, isn't it? See what I did there? Yes. All right. So I'm done talking about stupidity and, well, I'm not done talking about stupidity, let's be honest. I like talking about stupidity, it entertains me. But we're not talking about discrimination as far as gays are anymore. By the way, I just want to let you know, my mouth is a little sticky right now. I just had a hot cross bun. How delightful are those? I love the Entenmann's hot cross buns. I hate when the Easter season's over because they go away. I would love to do nothing more than just, well, I mean, I should probably stop being a jerk and just learn how to make them myself. But, so that's what I got my wife for, right? That's what she's supposed to do for me. That's what they tell me. I don't know. She does other things for me. She makes me food. She just doesn't bake. She makes a mean sauce, though. It's the Italian part of her. But going over to Austin, Texas, where a Texas state trooper is being reprimanded for taking a picture with the one and only Snoop Dogg. Okay? So apparently this dude's working security at a Snoop Dogg concert. Snoop walked up to him and said, "Yo, man, you wouldn't mind taking a picture with me?" Deputy obliges. Snoop throws it up on Instagram with the caption, "Me and my deputy dog." Now, apparently, somebody in the Department of Public Safety and Transportation saw the posting and decided to reprimand him for deficiencies that require counseling by a supervisor. These deficiencies, just so you are aware, is that he took a picture with a known criminal. Okay. Yeah. As far as I was able to find, all of Snoop Dogg's arrests were for pot-related incidents. And that's now becoming... That's another hot topic that, you know, everything, you know, states are starting to legalize it and things like that, which I've been saying for years is the way to go. I mean, I'm not a pot kind of guy, but, you know, it might help me with a few things, but, you know, I know it's definitely going to help people I know, and love with a few things, but, it doesn't say what kind of disciplinary action is being taken. But, I mean, you know they're breaking it. I mean, they're breaking this dude's balls for having a picture taken with Snoop Dogg while he's working a concert. Seriously? You could sit there. I'm going to put it to you this way. How about this? All right. Probably one of the most hated people in music right now. Justin Bieber. This dude takes a picture with Justin Bieber. Nothing happens. Why? Because Justin Bieber's a little bitch. Okay? He sings pop music. People aren't scared of pop music. And yes, Justin Bieber has been arrested. Okay? So technically, that makes him a known criminal. Snoop Dogg, you know, big gangster rapper, for arrested for pot-related incidents. And all of a sudden, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah. I'm beating around the bush and not coming out and just saying it. It sounds a little racist to me. Because, again, I'm willing to bet that if it was a guy, a little kid like Justin Bieber, this isn't an issue. All right? Just because of the image Justin Bieber has. And Justin Bieber was arrested for punching people and trashing hotel rooms and stupid shit like that. So technically, Justin Bieber's arrests were for more violent things than Snoop Dogg. Just putting that out there. Just saying. Running into some more problems with the police. Headline reads, woman offered deputy oral sex in exchange for letting her go. Excuse me one second while I have to pause here. Hold on one moment. Sorry about that. Like I said before, my allergies have been killing me. And every now and again, I just get these nasty, violent coughs. Yes, worse than you would normally hear from me. Just in case I know somebody said that, so I'm answering it now. So it doesn't say where exactly. Oh, there it goes. Yes, West Palm Beach, Florida. A woman who is, what is her name here? Beatrice Carrion Moore was caught on a patrol car's onboard video system offering the police officer oral sex in exchange for letting her go. So, here, you know, judging by the picture they posted, she's not a bad-looking woman. You know, she's the kind of girl that you probably wait until you get a few drinks in you to sit there and be like, okay. But the deputy was called to, where is it, Booney's Bar in West Palm Beach. They called the police on the 23-year-old woman last Friday after she got extremely intoxicated and began offering customers oral sex in exchange for money. So basically, she's prostituting herself. Not basically. That's exactly what she's doing. So the bar manager also told police that she had been kicked out of the bar about a week before for doing the exact same thing. So she comes in. She starts offering people oral sex for money. And you kick her out. She comes in just a week later. And you allow her to do the same thing. Sounds like either somebody there was enjoying it or, you know, somebody, one of the patrons or a few of the patrons were enjoying it. Just putting that out there. So when they first confronted her, apparently she got a little twisted, and she resisted, saying they had no right to kick her out of the bar. Yeah, they do. So in the police report, deputies said that she slipped out of handcuffs and knocked the deputy to the ground in a struggle. When he eventually restrained her and put her in the back of his patrol car, the deputy said she kicked him in the groin several times and then offered him oral sex. All right. How does she slip out of your handcuffs? That's the first thing. If she's slipping out of your handcuffs, you're not putting them on tight enough. I'm not a cop. Hell, I'm not even into S&M. Well, I am, but my wife's not, so it doesn't happen that way. But, you know, if somebody could slip out, you didn't put the handcuffs on right. So, shame on you. You should be reprimanded for that. Now, I kind of wonder exactly what, I want to know exactly what was said. I kind of want to see the video of this. She kicked him in the nuts a few times. Now, did she say like, oh, do you want me to kiss it and make it better? Like kind of mocking him. And then later on sat there and said, you know, I'll suck your dick if you let me go. I don't want to go to jail. Well, at that point, it's too goddamn late. She got released on $6,000 bond, and she's being charged with trespassing after warning, resisting arrest with violence and battery on law enforcement officer. And, oh, look at that. She's actually not going to, it doesn't look like right now that she's going to face any charges for soliciting sex for money. So she's not going to get the prostitution charges. Let's see. I guess this becomes a bigger issue because it really wasn't all that long ago where a sheriff in Broward County allowed somebody to blow him in exchange for letting her off. But this particular person had a miscarry-on more here. She was arrested back in February for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and resisting arrest. So, all in all, chick's a problem, is what it is. Now, this story bothered me, and it bothered a few of my friends, and I discussed this, laying this out for people that hadn't read the story, and sat there and said, this is a what would you do? What would you do? So, in Utah, a Utah man, let's see, where's his name? Dan Kennedy. All right. Dan Kennedy decided to stop on a Utah highway to pull a large orange bag off of the highway, fearing that it would become a traffic hazard. Well, this bag fell out of a Brinks truck that was traveling a little bit ahead of him. He tried to pick it up, struggled a little bit. I mean, the bag weighed 75 pounds. And, put it into his car. So let's see. The package was approximately 4 feet tall and 2 feet wide and was packed full of money. The smaller bags that were inside the big bag was packed with currency, including $50 and $100 bills. Kennedy estimated each of the small bags contained about $22,000. Nobody knows exactly how much the entire bag contained as of yet, anyway. They haven't announced it. Now, he apparently tried to chase down the Brinks truck and give him the money back. Well, he didn't. He drove to work and pulled into the parking lot and then called the police and said, hey, I found this bag and I want to return it. So apparently three Utah troopers pulled up and they were surprised by the bag and shocked at it. And then Trooper Zaug, Zaugg, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. I'm sorry if I didn't. But never in all my years have I heard of a bag of money bouncing out of the back of an armored truck. That's something that happens in the spy movies. Yeah, spy movies and comedies. Now, this guy, Mr. Kennedy here, said that it never occurred to him to do anything else with the money other than return it. What? I'm sorry. I think you might be fibbing a little bit. I don't care who you are, okay? You could be the most trustworthy person in the universe. 75-pound bag of money falls out of a Brinks truck. You're not sitting there going, oh, I have to return it. Absolutely have to return it. No. You're sitting there going, I could do some things. Or I could return it. I could pay off the house. I can send my kids to a better school. I could take a kick-ass vacation. Three things right there. Boom. I could finally start that business I always wanted. Or I could walk into my boss's office, shit on his desk, say, fuck you, I quit, and be okay. Yeah, that could happen. Or I could return the money. He obviously decided to call and return the money, and the troopers took the money, and the Brinks employees told police they drove over a bed bump on the highway off-ramp but didn't notice the back latch opening or the bag falling out. I can't even begin to fathom what the hell. I've seen armored trucks in Manhattan. I've seen them in all over New York. And these dudes get out and they're armed, you know, with semi-automatic weapons and things like that. And there's a process they have to go through to open and close this truck. Unless there was something extremely wrong with the truck, there is no reason that a bag of money that big should be falling out of the back. Okay? Now, and Royce from Dutch and Royce commented on this earlier in the week and sat there and said, do you know what the headline would have been if I would have found this bag? And it was blank. Yeah, exactly. The headline would have been the same if I found the bag. Now, I discussed this with a few friends of mine, and the most rational answer I got, okay, and if you knew this, if you knew my buddy John, you would sit there and say, yeah, that makes perfect sense and sounds just like something he would say. I asked him, what would he do? He sat there and said, I would take the money. I would hold on to it. If somebody sat there and said, hey, I'm looking for a 75-pound bag of money that fell out of the back of a Brinks truck, then I would sit there and say, oh, yeah, look, I found it. Other than that, he was going by the possession is 9/10. So after a few months, hey, all right, nobody's claimed it. Nobody said it was theirs. I'm going to go about my business. Very rational answer. Again, there would have been no headline unless the Brinks employee said, hey, this 75-pound bag of money dropped out of our truck, and we're looking for anybody who may have picked it up. You know, and his one concern, which was a completely rational concern, was, you know, what if somebody saw me pick it up off the side of the highway? And it's a perfectly legitimate statement. You know, nowadays, with cell phones the way they are, and you know, cameras and video and shit like that, people are videoing weird shit all day. You know, you never know who's driving around and they're like, oh, look at this guy. Yeah, he's picking up a 75-pound bag of money. Oh, look at that. That's his license plate number. You know, and then all of a sudden, boom, there you go. Like, look, this dude saw him find this money, man, and he didn't do nothing with it. What's my reward? And that's the other thing. This dude was so goddamn honest. He turned in this money. Okay? Not a single mention of a reward for this guy. I'm sorry. But, number one, if I'm Brinks, I'm thanking him for doing the right thing. If I'm the two Brinks employees that had this happen, had this bag of money fall out of their truck, I want to buy this man whatever the fuck he wants. Okay? Because he just, I don't know if he necessarily would have saved their job. Okay? Because they're probably still going to go on to get some disciplinary action because of what happened. They probably, you know, they failed to secure the vehicle properly and all this other nonsense. But they definitely saved your ass a little bit because you're disciplinary action is not going to nearly be as harsh because this dude returned the money and didn't touch a dime of it. So, dude should be getting something. I don't know. Again, I find that there's no headline unless somebody sits there and says, the 75-pound bag of money is missing and there's a fat white guy that picked it off the side of the highway. Yeah, could be me. I'd still debate whether or not to return it. Just putting that out there. I'm going to go on to a little sports. Yeah, I know I talked about a little bit of sports before, but this in particular made me, these next two stories made me laugh pretty hard. We are going over to my boy Neon Deion. Deion Sanders. Some of you may better know him as Primetime. I go far back that I actually knew him as Neon Deion. That was before he became Primetime. All right. So, his son goes out and throws something up on Twitter. I'm going to read you the Twitter post right here. It says, gotta get the hood donuts almost every morning. If my donuts don't come in a plain white box, I don't want them. Deion Sanders doesn't say I can't see how quickly he responded, but Deion Sanders replied to his tweet saying, you're a Huxtable with $1 million trust fund. Stop the hood stuff. LOL, LOL, son, hashtag truth. Dude, I gotta be honest with you. That response makes me happy. That response makes me happy. Okay. Somebody chimed in a little bit later saying, retweeting Deion Sanders' tweet and then adding, the ultimate roast. Deion replied by saying, nah, just having fun with my son like we always do. He was exposed to the best of both worlds, and that's rare. Dude, you called your son out. You're a Huxtable with $1 million trust fund. God damn, that's funny. That is freaking funny as shit. Okay? Big shout out to Deion Sanders for that. Again, you got to love it when the privileged try to act a little like, I understand what it's like. I know the struggle. You don't. Okay. Good for Deion for sitting there and just kind of putting him in his place. Cause you know, his son got abused by his friends where they're like, yo, your pops called you out, trust fund boy. Granted, I'm sure he's not hanging out with people that don't have trust funds also, but they're not as vocal about it, And then the last story I want to cover for this week is quite possibly one of the saddest things I've read in a while, and I've read obituaries. All right, not that I read them for fun, but I know some people who have passed away recently, and it's pretty fucking depressing. So, but I don't want to dwell on that. I'm trying to do this show to make me in a better mood. So, Jay Cutler. If you don't follow football, Jay Cutler is the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. If you do follow football, you know exactly who he is, and you know exactly why this is going to be funny as fuck. All right. Jay Cutler, not a very popular player in Chicago. Nobody likes him. Any Chicago Bears fan that I've ever spoken to is crying for a new quarterback, and all the Bears management does is re-sign this dude. He's not your answer. He took you to the playoffs once. He took you deep into the playoffs. And then you got beat by the Packers, and he's done shit since. But, let's see. This was the fourth consecutive year he's missed the playoffs. So, Jay Cutler decided, I'm going to autograph a football for the Anti-Cruelty Society charity auction at Bloomingdale's. You want to guess how many bids he got? Oh, you were close. Zero. Absolutely nothing. You know, he's had a lot of talent around him over there. He's done nothing with it, and he's gotten nothing but shit for it, and deservedly so. Let's see. Oh, here's a quote from him. Is this from him? No. I'm sorry. This is from the Dr. Robin Barbieres, the president of the Anti-Cruelty Society. When it came back, I was surprised it didn't go, but I didn't think it was because of who signed the football. Yeah, that's exactly why it didn't go. Anybody else signs that football, you could have had the equipment manager sign that football, somebody would have been on it. But it's just not happening for Jay Cutler. So I mean, how sad is that though? You're the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And Chicago fans are loyal, man. They're loyal. And a charity auction, nobody would bid on your item because it had your name on it. That's kind of messed up. But as I look at the time and take a sip from my beverage, I see it's time for me to go. I want to thank all you guys for listening. Again, morelikeradio.com, Mondays 4 to 5 p.m., rantemradio.com, 7 to 8 p.m. on Mondays. Check out the YouTube channel. Check out my Facebook page, That Awful Podcast. Head over to Indiegogo, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Donate to Joe Coletta's movie. He's making a lot of progress. He's making some things happen. This is going to be good. I have complete faith in him, especially with some of the people he's got on board to help him out. Although if you got to listen, download this past week's Cousin Joe show. He's got a great story about Bill Burr and, you know, trying to get him to do something for the movie because Bill Burr is also a big podcaster. April 25th is the More Like Radio live event. Lakeland, Florida, Moxie LaFemme, Burlesque Troupe. Check them out. I got to be honest with you. I've seen some of the pictures of some of these people in there. And, like, I'm not a gay guy, but there's a couple of guys in there. I'd be like, you know what? I might. And the women in there, hot. But that's just me. Yeah, but check that out. See, if you're going to be in the area of Lakeland, Florida on or about April 25th, check it out. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's at Preservation Hall. Excuse me. More like Radio live event at Preservation Hall. April 25th. Going to be a good time. Meet some of the show hosts. Unfortunately, I will not be there. I have a previous commitment for the family. So, with all that being said, I'm going to head out of here. Thank you all for listening. See you all next week. Have a good one, guys.